Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for listening to Guerrilla Christianity, an unconventional, no apologies exposition of God's grace. I'm Pastor Brett Walker. When we plant a seed, do we sit and watch and wait for it to grow? And do we expect the seed we planted to yield fruit that day? We'd go hungry if we expected apples from an apple seed the day we planted it. Yet so many of us expect immediate results from planting the word in the hearts of men and women. Today's guest speaker from Gideon's International explains how a $5 Bible can sow a crop with a tremendous yield. And a personal testimony from our pastor illustrates his point perfectly. So grab your Bible, turn it to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and join us as we look at planting seeds. Now this morning we're going to take a slight departure from the normal church calendar and the lectionary. In the lectionary this week, the primary reading is the reading that we heard from John, but today we're going to hear a different reading, which is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, and it's found, if you look in your pew Bibles, it's found on page 167 of the New Testament. We have a guest speaker with us this morning, Carl McGahey from Gideon's International, and we're very excited to hear what he has to say. But first, let us hear the word of the Lord for us this morning. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now, you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, and you are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon our brother Carl as he brings his message of hope to our hearts. And we pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I bring Carl up, I just wanted to, by way of introduction, say one quick thing about Gideon's and their importance to you personally. Back in 1999, I was not a believer, and I was struggling with ideas of faith. I happened to be on a business trip to Chicago, and I was staying in a suite just outside of Chicago. And on this particular night, I remember very well, there was a mini-series on TV about Noah, starring John Voight. I don't know if any of you had ever seen this, but I was watching it in my room that night, and I thought to myself, you know, how well does this story match up to the story that's in the Bible? And I thought, gee, where am I going to get a Bible in a hotel room, right? Well, I reach over in the bedside table and pull open a drawer, and lo and behold, there is a Bible in there. It says, placed by the Gideons. So I opened up the Bible to Genesis, and I found the place where the story of Noah was. And I read, it was only three chapters, it only took me about 15 minutes to read. And then I thought to myself, you know, it's interesting, it only took a very short period of time to read through those three chapters. I wonder how much more I could read. I ended up reading almost half of Genesis that night. And it was all because of this Gideon's Bible. Well, somehow or another, that Gideon Bible accidentally found its way into my suitcase. I still have it today. I was going to bring it with me, and then I forgot because of the ice. But, you know, it would have made a great part of the story, right? If I could just show you the Bible. Maybe I'll bring it next week. But at any rate, the Gideons, because of that moment, because of having the Bible in the hotel room when I was all by myself and with my own thoughts, it began my journey back to Christ. And it ended in 2007 when I began to read the Bible in earnest and read it from cover to cover. And in 2008, on October 5th, I gave my heart and my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I really credit the Gideons for beginning that journey, because they placed the Bible in that room and I knew it would be there. So with that, and no more talking from me, I'd like to introduce to you Brother Carl McGahee from the Gideons.
Thank you, Brother.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be here this morning. I really am. Some people I know here, some of you are close by. And anyway, you just heard what the pastor said. That's his testimony. That is great. This is what Gideons is all about. And when we hear something like this, we get excited. When I talked to him, met with him the other day at his home, I was so excited I couldn't wait to go tell our other guys in the camp. And I belong to Gideons International. I belong to the Salem County Gideon Camp. There's about 23, 25 members. And we meet each Saturday morning for prayer breakfast. And we pray for all of our churches in the county. You are involved in our prayer. So it's exciting when the pastor allows us to come in and give the Gideon message. And I'm going to start out by giving you a testimony from one man. He made a commitment to his mother that he promised her that he would read his Bible daily. So he did. He read his Bible daily. And lo and behold, one night he's a traveling salesman. He met another fellow who was a Christian. They had to spend together in the room. So they read Judges chapter 6 and 7. When you have time, just read that. It's all about Gideon. And then when they came out of the reading their Bible, came out of prayer that night, they decided they would start the Gideon ministry. And this is where it started over 100 years ago. So I'm going to bring you up to date real quick. We're a business and professional men's association. And our sole purpose is to hand out Bibles so we can win men and boys, women and girls, to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. And we do this by several ways. And I'm going to use my cards. That's my crutch. Sometimes we all need a crutch. And in Acts 15:4, it says, when they came to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles. And they declared all things that God had done with them. That's why I'm here this morning. I'm here to declare what God has done with the Gideons. And I appreciate the opportunity. As again, the three men started it over 100 years ago. And I'm a little nervous. Sometimes I am, some other times it doesn't bother me a bit. But, you know, I know the Lord's with me. The guys out there in our camp are praying for me. And I know my wife's praying for me. And I hope you folks are praying for me too. So I'll get settled down here in a minute and we'll get to the real business. And also in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word go forth out of my mouth. It shall accomplish and shall not return to me void. It will accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. Okay? The Gideons is involved in all over the world. We have our auxiliary. Our wife is called the auxiliary. They also hand out Bibles. When they personally witness to someone, they hand them this. In the front of these little Bibles, there's all kinds of helps. You can go there. If you're in trouble, if you're sick, whatever it is, in the front of those Bibles or just little helps, refers to the scripture, and they will allow you to do that treatment. And also the men, same thing. A lot of times we'll cross somebody in our daily lives. If we're able to talk to them, witness to them, we give them the Bible. Perhaps in talking with them, they realize that they need the Lord. In the back of these little Bibles also is a place where they can write their name, the date they accepted the Lord, and go on about their lives, and hopefully they'll grow in the Lord, and one day, come and serve the Lord. Also, these youth testaments. These here we hand out to high school kids, preferably from first year and second year high school. Also, to college kids. This past year, we handed out over 200 to the Woodstown High School. At the fairgrounds, Salem County Fairgrounds, we're there every year. We handed out almost 500 of these. And, we pray for these Bibles, that the people that take them will read them. That's the important part, but when you hand them out, we pray that they will read them. And one day, hopefully, they'll become to know who Jesus Christ really is. Okay? Also, before I forget, we just distributed in Rutgers in Brunswick over 5,000 of these. Mm. In Glassboro, Rowan University, we just handed out over 2,000. So the Bibles are getting out. I mean, it's not just locally. This goes on all over the world. Every 2 seconds, believe it or not, every 2 seconds, a Bible is given out from the Gideons. I spoke of the auxiliary. This is what they call the nurse's testament. They go into the hospitals and they see the workers and the nurses. They're all able to hand these out also. They go to Atlantic City and the nurses' convention every year and always hand out several hundred. So God is at work. I talked about all the distributions. There's different countries that we're not allowed into. Iran, Laos, North Korea, Afghanistan, Yemen. All those countries we're not allowed into. But I need you to help me, help the Gideons, not me. Help all of us together. We can pray one day, if the Lord allows, He'll allow us into these different countries. We're excited. The government of China just allowed us into China. And we have two different camps. Of course, we're only allowed to do what they tell us to do, because it's communist country. But we're in there, and we have two great camps there. So pray for those, that they will expand and go forward. Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." This is what we're doing. We're going into the harvest. There's a lot of people out there that don't know what we know about the Lord. It's our business to go and pray, to hand out these Bibles. We do this. We're not allowed in schools in this country, you know that. But we do go every year to one school. We have four different schools that we go to, and we stand on the sidewalk. We hand out these Bibles to Salem High School, Woodstown High School, Pensgrove and Pennsville. We've had resistance, but the Lord takes care of us, and we still go each year to a different school and hand out these Bibles. And we pray that these kids, these elder, whoever takes the Bible, will go ahead and know the Lord someday. This is what our job is about. We're all Christian, but we're Christian people, and the Lord tells us we're the light of the world. So we have to let our light shine in the world. And if we don't, if we hide it under a bushel, what good is it? But I'm going to ask three things of you folks this morning. First of all, I ask you to pray for us. We definitely need a prayer. And I'm going to show you the expression cards. The pastor, I forgot it this morning. And there's a rack, and we'll be putting them in. It's a new rack. It has four sections in it. And these cards are called expression cards. And what they do, if someone graduates, it's a congratulations on your graduation. You can present one Bible, or how many ever you want, the $5 a piece, by sending this card to the graduate and donating a Bible. And same way with, we have other cards that says thinking of you, and in recognition of whatever the occasion might be a wedding. And so these expressions cards will be available in the back of your somewhere there, wherever you got the pastor puts them, and use them. You know, flowers are beautiful. I love them. But a flower lasts maybe a week, some maybe 2 weeks. But if you send one of these Bibles out, the average life is 7 years. Okay? It has the potential to reach 2,300 people. That's why we're so excited about this. One Bible can reach 2,300 people. So if, you know, if you had a $5 bill and you could reach 2,300 people, I think that would be exciting, don't you? So think about it, okay? Another thing, as I showed you those cards, I'm asking you to purchase a scripture, give a card, send the word. Change a life. That's what these Bibles do. Your pastor was just a testimony of that, right? Just a few minutes ago. Change a life. Because he was traveling, opened that drawer up. I can read you story after story, or testimony after testimony of people doing the exact same thing. I'm going to read you one. It's Umberto. He served in a church. And one day, he discovered the Gideon Bible that he was handed to in school. He was a young man. When he grew up, he realized that this Bible, what it did for him. He became a pastor because of that Gideon Bible he received in the school. Not only did Umberto accept the Lord by receiving this Bible, he had five sons. All five sons became a pastor. And their sons, 15 pastors, became a pastor because of one Gideon Bible. Hmm. That's changing a life. That's changing lives. And this is what we're all about, is changing lives. So I ask you this morning to pray for us, to purchase a Bible. Send the card, and those cards, every card has a personal message in it from God. This is why we do the Gideon's International. This is why we hand out the Bibles. It's important to us that we go out and do what the Lord has asked us to do. It's not that we're doing anything great. The Lord has led us to do this. It is a privilege to serve the Lord in this way. I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing us to come in this morning. I want to thank the pastor for allowing us to present the Gideon message. Thank you very much. May I close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, what a privilege you allowed us to be here this morning. We do thank you, Lord, for these folks who allowed us to come in. We thank you for this pastor and his testimony. We ask you to bless this congregation. We ask you to guide and direct in their lives. Guide and direct in my life today. Help me be the person that you want me to be. Help me to search the scriptures, to really know, to draw closer unto you and be a better servant for you, Lord. We ask it according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Real briefly, before we go to the offertory, I just want to say that, you know, the man who placed the Bible in that hotel room in Chicago didn't know who it was going to touch or how. But he placed it there in faith that God would somehow put that word into somebody's heart. And it found its way into my heart. He planted the seed, just like the passage said that we read this morning. He planted the seed, but God is the one who made it to grow.
Right.
And God is using Gideon's International powerfully and changing lives, just like Carl said. So I pray that you would, you all received an insert in your bulletin. Take a look at it, take it home, and consider just what Brother Carl said to purchase the scripture and plant that seed and maybe change some lives. Let God use you.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. If you live in the Salem County area, you can join us in person. Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn holds its worship service every Sunday at 9 a.m. And Hudson United Methodist Church in Pedricktown holds its worship service at 10:30. We also have Bible study during the week. Now, it's hard to believe, but the Lenten season is already upon us. And we have some exciting worship opportunities we'd like to share with you. Our Ash Wednesday service will be held at Ebenezer United Methodist Church in Auburn at 7 p.m. on February 18th. And every Wednesday night during Lent, we will be participating in the Community Lenten Series at Union Presbyterian Church in Carney's Point. Each Wednesday, we will gather for soup and fellowship at 6 p.m. Then at 7 p.m., we will have a short devotional based on the Psalms. The promise is to be an edifying and uplifting time, so come on out and join us. And if our message today has touched you in some way, won't you let us know in the comments? We hope you'll join us again for Guerrilla Christianity. God bless you.